AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. As the nation's midsection braces for another bout of severe weather, many residents in Oklahoma are still reeling from a rare combination of tornadoes and flash flooding spawned from an earlier round of thunderstorms. Conditions appear to be ripe on Friday and Saturday for dangerous storms, according to Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Corey Mead.
There's going to be potential for significant severe weather into the weekend, Saturday, particularly across parts of the central and southern plains. So we're talking about areas from Kansas down through Oklahoma into Texas.
Several twisters swirled over open land in North Texas Thursday. Nearly a month before the Atlantic hurricane season officially begins, there's a tropical storm watch up. It's along the North and South Carolina coast because of subtropical storm Anna. New Jersey resident Donna Mertz says it'll take a lot to mess up her beach vacation in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
I live right where Sandy hit New Jersey, so there's nothing North Carolina can throw at me that I haven't seen.
Sound courtesy WTVD, Anna's winds are now topping out at 45 miles per hour. A Spokane County medical examiner's investigator says the two men pulled from a light plane that crashed into the Spokane River have died. The plane crashed and sank late Thursday afternoon. FBI Director James Comey says federal investigators learned several hours before a provocative cartoon contest in Texas that a man under investigation for extremist activities might show up. They alerted local authorities but had no indication that Elton Simpson planned to attack the event. Phoenix pastor Vocab Malone knew Simpson.
I would consider him ready to do whatever he thought was required of him by his faith. Some people will call it radicalized.
In London, Labour leader Miliband has acknowledged his party is facing likely defeat in Britain's general election. This is AP Radio News. A judge in Las Vegas says there's no evidence that blues legend B.B. King is being abused. Here's AP music correspondent Margie Zeraletta.
B.B. King is 89 years old and in home hospice care. His longtime business manager, Laverne Tony, is in legal control of his affairs. Three of King's 11 surviving children told a judge they believe Tony is stealing money, neglecting King's medical care, and keeping friends like Eric Clapton and Willie Nelson from visiting. Tony says visits can be scheduled as they have always been. King's lawyer and his personal physician say they see no signs of neglect or abuse. A judge says police and social services investigations have found no reason to take away Tony's power of attorney. I'm Margie Zeraletta.
A little professional courtesy on May 20th, the night David Letterman's last late show will air on CBS. Jimmy Kimmel tells the New York Times that his show that night will be a repeat out of respect for Letterman. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.